Passage 2.
The switch to organic farming has to start now, as its practices are good for the environment and will be economically workable in the long run. Organic farming in Malaysia is currently aimed at a small, special set of customers, but the Malaysian government hopes to attract more farmers into the market. An environmental leader said organic farming required a change in standard agricultural practices that is costly to farmers in the short term and needs the support of the government. He said the change to organic farming requires a waiting period to clean the chemicals from the soils, and many farmers are unwilling to wait out this period. Many farmers quit the process because their income fell during the first part of the change. He warned that the price of fertilizers and pesticides would be going up in the long run as chemicals created from oil, an ingredient of these products, became less available. Organic farming is not only pesticide-free, but also free from the use of agricultural chemicals. In the long term, this can save farmers a lot of money. A local government leader said the government was concerned with sustainable development. He liked the idea of organic farming as timely in view of the growing concern of the public about the use of chemical pesticides and fertilizers, and interest in organic and natural food products.
Questions 6 to 10 are based on the passage you have just heard. 6. Why does the change to organic farming need government support? Seven. What will drive up the price of fertilizers and pesticides? Eight. What is organic farming? Nine. What has to happen during the change to organic farming? Ten. What would be a good title for this passage?